Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. How's everyone doing?
Hey guys, how's it going? Welcome to Manifestation
Destination.
Don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe, and rate and review us on all your podcasting apps. If you want to follow us on TikTok and Instagram at Manifestation Destination Pod, or leave us a voicemail.
Manifestation Destination Pod.
Right. Manifestation Destination Pod.
Got it. Period.
And if you want to leave us a voicemail at 305-985-3378, again, that's 305-985-3378, we would love to hear from you.
Definitely will, guys.
Welcome to the show, guys.
Stop being so scared.
Stop being so shy.
All right, let's live a little. Anyway, how's everybody's week? I hope you guys have had a great week so far out there, making changes to your lifestyles and the way you guys are living. Yes. Taking action into bettering yourselves, you know, making the slightest change can actually make you feel a little bit more of a release, of a lighter kind of a you know. So we're like deteriorating the old us and we're stepping into the new version of us.
Yes, guys, we just fell into that new moon in Taurus last week, like we were talking about.
Very, you know, true.
It's now, as we were saying before, it was now or never to take action.
Very true.
So
this month of May is to take action constantly from everything we've been talking about. Since what? Maybe months ago, right?
Months. With the New Year's, with
it all led up to this.
Since that Lunar New Year has really been your big transformation, and it's never too late, guys. So I don't want you guys to feel discouraged if you're just catching up now and you feel like, oh no,
no,
it's too late. No,
no, go back if you missed it.
Go back.
Advertising,
listen.
Old version. I mean, advertising.
There's a new moon. You know, the new moon, that's not only one new moon per year, guys.
Right,
So don't worry about feeling behind or feeling like it's too late. You can start whenever you feel you need
to. The eclipse is coming up, you know.
Yes, on the 15th, right?
Yeah, of course, definitely. We're going to definitely talk about that, you know. We looked up some things since me and Kyle are still learning about the moon. As we are, you know, enlightening you guys with some information, we're also enlightening ourselves, because even though we adore the moon so much, we didn't know much information in regards to it. So we love to learn, because why not?
Yeah,
that's what we do. And we would like to enlighten you guys also, so you guys can get an effect of it and you guys could actually enjoy it. You guys can see the changes, feel the, you know, feel that difference, feel that vibration.
Yeah, it's yeah, when we talk about vibrations and auras and things, like,
yes,
you'll feel that difference, and there's a feeling on the inside when you're on the right path.
I feel like a coach.
Coach, a life coach.
I want to be a life coach. I really do. Do I need a degree?
An astral coach.
From the government people?
An astral coach.
Not an astral coach.
Not an astral coach.
I don't know what the hell that is. I mean, I do know what it is, but like... Just like
what was I going to say? A chakra coach. Like
like
a spiritual...
Yeah. Like, come to me. And I will just heal you with some words.
Words.
Just come to me and lay your problems on my table.
Right.
And for some reason, I'm going to resonate with it, whether I felt it, dealt it, or not. And I will just pass on some knowledge. And then for some reason, the energy that I give seems to, like, attack in a good way.
Like you pass it off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I swear to you, I feel like just by being around somebody, like... And I know I'm not trying to give myself like this huge head, but I don't care. I'm giving myself this huge head.
No, I believe
head.
In that, dude.
Yes.
I do.
I believe that everybody is like, I attract people to me, and I adore it, because it's like, I want it. I want to help them. I want to heal them. Like, it's something that's in me, and it feels like I'm so good at it sometimes.
It's a mutual relationship.
And it makes me happy.
Yeah.
I get tired, though. I be so tired sometimes. Because it drains the shit out of me.
But it does.
I like it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it makes me even happier, Kyle, when the people come up to me and be like, thank you so much. Like, it is working for me, like the person I was talking about, and I hope you hear it out there. And I received a present, like a thank you present, you know?
Yeah. Almost, but also a spiritual present.
Very spiritual present, yes.
It was for your physical and inside and out. Yeah,
physical inside and out. It was very nice. Gorgeous. Oh, my God. I thank you so much, sweetheart.
Yeah, that was very cool.
Yeah, shout out to sweetheart.
Hey, sweetheart. Honey, baby, sweetie. She's got a honey, baby, sweetie, everyone.
You know.
Yeah. I know, she don't know. She doesn't mind.
If you know me, then you know I do. Honey, baby, sweetheart, love, come here.
But I totally agree with you when you say, like, when you have these interactions with people and you give them, like, a piece of, like, light, like, a piece of yourself and, like, a positive, like you said. And I'm a very firm believer, and that's why, like, at the end of our show, I say positive vibes. Because when I say that, I do mean that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm taking whatever positive energy, it's like in that very moment, I'm thinking of all the happy things in the world, and I'm mustering that, and I'm pushing it to you.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Exactly. Anytime I say positive vibes, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah,
it's like,
exactly. We're sending out that energy. Like, yeah. It doesn't matter if we're not in your guys' presence mm-hmm. at the moment. Mm-hmm. We can manifest through anything because it's energy anyway. So if I'm sending you positive vibes, I'm sending it through you through this podcast. Yeah. That means my energy levels are you're receiving them, you know?
And when your aura is a little dark, we're throwing a little bit of light in there to break that shit up. There
you go. With some love and some light so you can see the better side. Oh, look, Kyle, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm a little tired now, whatever. Break time.
Break time. We are... hold on, guys. We are...
Do not delete that. Okay, good.
That's we are 6 minutes and 55 seconds into the show, and it's time for a break. We will be right back after this break. All right, go.
All right.
Please hold while you're...
And the coffee said, please stop. You're wide awake now. Who the fuck drinks coffee at 10 o'clock at night?
Who, me?
No, me. All right, we still got sidetracked. Woo, back on track. So, yes.
But yeah, I really do believe in, like, giving energies and just, like, shedding that positive light and really just the power of that.
I do not believe.
I know people think it's crazy, mm-hmm. but it's just a saying, but I really am.
You know, very true. Not to cut you off. I'm so sorry.
But she'd be cutting me off. I looked at the computer like that with somebody.
That means we're ready for a TV show, dude. Right. Whatever you know, the TV podcast.
Get ready for that, guys.
Yes,
get ready.
That means that's... Because that's... What? Never mind. Okay, great. Sorry that I cut you off, but you know, I'll forget my train of thought fast.
Did you?
No, I got it. Okay, wait. Good. Okay, great. So we've talked in the past on the podcast in regards to how the universe aligns you with the people that you are most connected with, mm-hmm. you know, aligned with, you know? And so I'm going to tell you a quick story real quick because I just want to let it out real quick.
Sure. I feel like I tell too many stories. Please talk.
Listen, I don't care, man. I'm so wild right now. So shout out to Melanie. If you find this and hear this, honey, you know me from my job. This Olivia, you already know. As soon as you hear me, you're like, oh my God.
You already know.
But this lady shops at my current job. And I've known her for, like, almost 5 years, in and out of the store constantly. Like, me and her always have talked, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Current day to day, I run into her, haven't seen her for a little hot minute. I told her that I wasn't currently going to be at my job for much longer. However, I explained to her why. She starts talking to me spiritual, like, Olivia, like, you know that when your body is doing something, it's sending you a message in order for you to move forward, like, you're not listening, so your body is sending you that message. Mm-hmm. Once you start listening to it, your body will heal because it is energy. Because it is not real. You're writing your own story. So it's like the universe is forcing it on you. You're going through the rough because you choose to go through the rough. Mm-hmm. You have it so easy. You could just be like, look, I quit. Fuck you.
Right.
But you're choosing the rough ride. Mm-hmm. So the universe is like, okay, you hard ass. So my shoulder is paying for it because I am like, I don't know, like it's a struggle. It's something that I'm currently working with too. It's a battle. Like you guys have anxiety issues. I have mental issues. I don't know what the hell you want to call it, Kyle, you know? But anyway, I just wanted to share that with everyone that it is so weird how this 5 years I've known this lady and I've never known that she does Reiki, she does manifestations. Mm-hmm. She even gave me the Reiki information to this lady that I want to go try to see if she can help me with my shoulder.
That'd be cool.
And me and you gotta go.
That'd be
see.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I'm gonna need help with my back.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man.
I'm so
they,
fucked up.
She bragged about this lady, you know? If you guys are hearing this and you guys are actually interested and you guys live in the Cleveland, Ohio area and you guys don't know about where to go, it is called The Healing Room and they are located in Lakewood, Ohio.
There you go. Healing Room, Lakewood, Ohio, guys. Beow, beow. Check it out.
Yes.
I've been seeing a lot of the, actually, like, the chakra healing places popping up. That you, remember you were talking about one, how it's real expensive?
Yes, yes.
And I just saw one. I think it's in Lakewood.
Yeah. Oh, really?
And it's it says chakra healing. Like, yeah.
We should look into that.
And I'm like...
All right, we're going to check both places out. Once we check everything out, we will definitely, like, on our next podcast or whatever podcast, it don't matter.
Yeah,
we'll
whenever we
bring it up so you guys can
for
know.
For sure, yeah.
I mean, I want to know what it does. I want to know what it feels
I
like.
I do, too. And this Yelp
it's
thing,
like
I was
medicine.
Just...
You know that, right?
Yeah. And this thing I was just reading said there were tarot readings, which is kind of interesting because next week, guys, we're going to have...
Hopefully,
as long as she feels better. You know, we were going to have her on this week.
Because, you know, without a voice, you can't really do much.
Sending love and positive vibes out to you.
All of the throat chakra cleanses towards my baby
girl. Which one was for
girl.
The larynx? Wasn't there one that was
for the throat
here?
Chakra. We're sending her nothing but positive love and light and vibes for her throat chakra. We love you, boo-boo. I really love you, boo-boo. I cannot wait to see you.
Super excited.
She knows I love her. Hugs and kisses, love.
So yeah, hopefully next week, as long as she feels better, we will be having a tarot reading, and I do plan to record that, and hopefully that will be our first video
definitely
on our YouTube channel.
Definitely first video. Kyle done manifested his camera, manifested that big old giant
tripod. Yeah, we have the tripod.
I was about to say,
here. We have the ring light.
We have our decorations ready. All of it ready. You got to set this up, bro.
We got a lot of stuff. Yeah.
You got a lot of stuff.
I'm just going to clear this off.
You got a lot of stuff to do.
So that this can be
okay,
transitioned.
Okay, but listen, why you always got to have all this stuff to do?
I have a lot. This garden, I have to rent a tiller in the next week or two. Next week.
Oh, yeah?
And I'm going to till all that out and dig that out to get that started.
What's
I can't just wait. So a tiller is like, it's got a bunch of blades on it.
Oh, the grinder thing. Quit being fancy. God.
So I'm going to till out the whole, and dig up that whole area
you're
next
gonna
to
grind
the garage.
It?
Yeah.
You're going to grind it? Let's grind it. He's grinding it because I don't know.
I'm grinding it, guys. I'm grinding the soil. Yeah, so I'm going to get down on the ground and jump on it.
Roll it.
Roll it.
What was that?
Your keys?
Oh, damn. That shit sounded like some shattered.
Glass. That sounded like glass.
That's no keys. That's my... Hers.
Was it?
Fuck yeah. Damn, that scared me. I'm sorry. Shots.
That's okay. We were going to have to cut that part anyway because I was singing something copyrighted.
We were putting plants in there and gardening. We were gardening in the fucking... Okay, all right. So just go ahead. Let's go.
So yes, I will be grinding the grass. That would be great, guys.
Grinding on it. Pew, pew. I think my laugh is contagious, Kyle.
It's all right.
Bitch, it's contagious. Listen.
Comment down below if you think your last laugh is contagious.
Yeah.
Who, let us know, guys.
That's a good one. Who thinks my laugh is contagious? My life is in my life. My life. Who thinks?
I need to reach out to Giggles. She
That's
probably listened
so
to the
cute.
Podcast.
Yeah.
I have her on Facebook.
Really? You should reach out to her, too. What a kind soul. We be meeting some kind soul people. And then we meet the evil ones. We do. You even random people. They're like,
Oh, I know. There's certain people whose souls just really don't.
Yeah. It's like, get away from me. Quit trying me all the time. Mm-hmm. Get away.
And I know that there's really something, like, not that, fuck it. I could think highly of myself.
Yeah.
But there's
fuck yeah, we are supposed
that,
to.
Like,
we're gods up in
somebody that
bitch.
Meets me and doesn't like me or, like, rubs me the wrong way right away, I'm like, oh.
You got problems.
You got, like, no, for real, like
you cannot project
problems.
Your issues upon me, child.
There's a lot of, like, darkness, like, you know,
yeah.
in you that you're, like, not.
We're going to send that right back to you, sweetheart, wrapped in love and light, sending you positive vibes.
Like,
bitch.
I'm all for darkness in the right time and place, but when you're, like, nasty and, like, your soul doesn't rub right with mine.
Yeah. The universe does say, wrap that shit right back up. And some love and light and positive vibes. You know, it really does say that, right? With love and light and positive vibes. It's just backwards the way we say it. Oh, do we say it that way too? Positive vibes and loving life.
Love, light, and positive vibes.
I don't know. My brain just got... it's a puzzle. Listen, anywho. They really do... There is like a statement. It's not day. When I say day, I just mean like the energetic field. Mm-hmm. It's good to say that, you know, because it happens. What's the cat's name?
I call him Ham.
Ham, oh.
Mr. Ham.
I'm going to call him Sam.
But his name is Cassio.
Two brothers with the...
From Supernatural. This is the cat I was talking about. His name is Cassio.
Oh, and I just called him Sam. Mm-hmm. Sam from the movie, and I didn't even know. Hey! Sam, you can't come up here, Sam.
No. I love that cat, man. So sweet. Now that we're not distracted again.
You were talking about giggles.
Go up there. Go on.
You were talking about giggles.
But yeah, I'll see if I was just saying that giggles.
I know.
She's just another positive, really cool
she
person
really
that we have met.
She really is a very positive person.
At work. But,
yeah.
And she crosses my mind every once in a while, so I hope she's doing well.
Very true. And for anybody out there, remember that if you're in a situation where you feel uncomfortable and you feel attacked by whether it's your boss, your mother, your father, your brother, your neighbor, the person in front of you driving, the cashier, I don't give a shit. The next time you feel uncomfortable and you feel as if you are not worthy, if the next time you feel that you are stupid or dumb, stop and think that it's not real. It is not accurate. It's not true. You are a goddess. You are a god. You are beautiful. You are enlightened. You are divinely protected. And you are loved. Just stop and take a deep breath and know that that is not who you really are. Okay? Just please remember that. Just start with those steps. Do that for your soul. Do that for your... Just take a deep breath and imagine all of that exhaling and your chest just like spreading back open and that tightness gets released. Does that make sense? Does that feel good when I say that? Because that shit feels good to me. Imagining me do that, I could just feel the compression go away from my chest when I cannot breathe from anxiety. Yeah. I have different anxiety. I would never allow anybody to make me feel like I am not worthy. I will slap a bitch because I think highly of myself. I'm very conceited when it comes to me and to everything that I do. Isn't it, Kyle? An hour into the podcast, and Olivia's still talking while Kyle sits silently, guys. Just say.
Sorry, she was talking about mental health, and I was looking up because I could have sworn that that suicide hotline number had changed to a 3-digit code.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it 11?
Well, no, it was supposed to be 988, I think.
Oh, well, that's still good. I like 8 and 9.
But I was just trying to look that up while she was talking about mental health and if you're feeling down on yourself and,
I just
you know,
want them to
spiritually
know.
And whatnot,
yeah.
Of course.
Just
you know,
a reminder, yeah.
But, you know, if you're ever feeling in that kind of place, I was hoping that I could find that number that was...
But don't you agree with that experiment to just for them to at least try to, like, take a deep breath in the moment? Remember, live in the moment. The past cannot be fixed. The past is gone. The past no longer exists. The future is not here because you are the one creating the future. You got to remember that. Are you creating it for yourself or are you creating it for others?
Yeah.
Who are you living your life based on?
For
what
sure.
makes you happy or what makes them happy? Like in the end, when you go home, who do you go home with? They or yourself? You go home with yourself. Make yourself happy. Quit believing in yourself that others hate you. You know, or they feel down on you. Like, no, go jump in anytime.
Well, yeah, no, I was just going to say, like, yeah, living in the now for sure. Like, when you're constantly focusing on the negative and complaining, your mental state and the cycle begins.
Yeah.
Where you become accustomed to that. And you become very comfortable with this cycle of, okay, I'm gonna bitch about work and then I'm gonna go back to work. And I'm gonna bitch about work and I'm gonna go back to work.
Yes.
And I'm gonna keep allowing this stuff to happen to me and I'm gonna keep, like she said, like whether it's a boss or a friend or anything, like when you allow this relationship to negatively phase you, you kind of ignore it, but then you fall into this autopilot where you're just running through this cycle and you're gonna allow it to happen. And as you bitch about it at the end of the night, you're manifesting it to continue to happen.
Exactly.
Because you're not doing anything differently.
Because
you're still going back and taking it again.
What does your mind
whatever.
Do when you're sleeping? Your mind does what? It actually, your soul, not your mind, but while you're sleeping, your soul is off doing its work. So while it does that, your conscience is creating what you last went to sleep with. So if you're going to sleep thinking about somebody else, worrying about shit you shouldn't be worrying about. Fearing and stressing over something you shouldn't be. Instead of doing that, go go to bed thinking about your mansion, your castle, your baby house, your picket fence. You're living in the forest, living right. in the sand. I don't give a shit. Living on a horse.
Agreed.
You know, go to bed manifesting good things. And then I want to tell everybody really quick, Kyle, there is a difference between
procrastinating.
But I don't give a shit. Listen.
Procrastination.
Okay, fine. Everybody knows what the hell I'm trying to say.
Procrastinating.
Okay, great. Move along.
Period. She did it.
We did it. Passed first grade. Okay, listen, great. Procrastinating and being lazy compared to, like, I don't even know if that even goes together, but being lazy and being needed to rest. So don't use that as an excuse. Oh, I'm so lazy that I can't da-da-da-da-da. Because you're eliminating yourself from taking the steps to take action to in regards to what you're trying to manifest and better yourself with. Do not confuse being tired and needing rest to I'm just lazy and allowing the egotistic side of me to take over by making my body feel like it's too lazy to concentrate on my work. Whether it's schoolwork, people out there, if you're listening, you know who I'm talking about. Okay, period. She better get her shit together. Anyway, you guys got to remember that there's difference. If you feel tired, you know that you're tired. Your body would actually shut down. You're napping, mm-hmm. you know. You're actually in a mood. You know, maybe you're meditating, you know. Reading a book, that's being tired. Lazy is when you're sitting there with the phone in your hand, playing on it, when you could be doing other things.
Right.
That is actually manifesting your way to a brighter day.
Mm-hmm.
Quit being lazy.
Period. We say this all the time, guys. You got to take action. You got to make moves.
And we're going to talk about this all the time.
Like, lazy to me is you're comfortable.
Yeah.
If you're comfortable, then yes, you are being lazy.
Yeah.
Resting is a different thing. That's a completely different thing. That's like your soul needs rest, your whatever. Mm-hmm. If you're going to sit down and watch a YouTube video or a movie or whatever, and, you know, I mean, that's just like, free time. That's like mind free zone. You know what I mean? That's okay. Now, if you're sitting down and you're chilling and watching Netflix or YouTube for hours and hours
TikTok.
On end, you go to work, you come home, and you just like do nothing every single day, that's lazy.
Or
that's comfortable.
Or how about we do shit for ourselves? And no offense to the couples out there, but how about we try to give each other some breathing room? Okay.
I
don't know. You guys can comment on this all you want because I would love to hear what people have to say. But I think nowadays people need to understand what a relationship really, really is. I never really understood what a relationship was. I always thought a relationship was like I needed somebody to always be by my side, to cuddle me, to carry me, to hold me, to like keep me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how to express that. You know, if anybody understands what I'm trying to say, that's what I'm saying. If you don't get it, then I don't know how else to explain. I'm so sorry. But I kind of think that people should, like, take a step back and just look and be like, look, I love you, and I want to be with you. However, I am me, okay, living this timeline, and you are you living your timeline. However, I am co-creating things with you on this other timeline, okay? But in order for us to do that, because that timeline in the middle has not yet been created because they are still on their own timeline creating things, okay? Just picture that, okay? So if two people are in different timelines.
Right, as we all are.
Yes, okay? Once they want to co-create, it's like the railroad tracks, how they collide together.
Right.
Okay, great. Right now
but
it's not.
But they're still supposed to separate again.
Yeah, but if you don't leave each other room, okay, to grow, you're not actually creating nothing together because you guys are like so stuck into each other. You guys don't have room to balance each other out.
Yeah, you're becoming one individual person as opposed to two individual people together.
Yeah, exactly. Thank
Very
you.
Very
yes.
much that. I agree with that. Yeah. You're almost building.
Yeah, say
yeah.
it.
Yeah. It's
hard. Once I don't know why.
When you say that, I think of a mushroom.
Okay, yeah.
Like the base of a mushroom.
Yes.
You're like this mushroom, right? And the mushroom head, obviously, it kind of splits up at the top.
Exactly.
But it's like when you're two separate people, maybe you're in the ground somewhere. I don't know how mushrooms are created.
Whatever.
But the way that I see it is, like, you start to grow and grow, but then you grow together into this one thing that does not separate because you're now just this one thing.
Exactly.
And you develop a personality, hobbies, habits, a
you're
lifestyle.
Not you. Exactly.
Everything
you're not really
is,
you.
Yeah, you're that relationship.
Yes.
You're not individual.
Yes. So you don't have room to grow. You can't. And so what I'm trying to say is,
it's the idea of, like, clingy.
Yes, clingy.
I mean, like,
yes.
It's the same thing. It's
there's a difference.
No, you have to grow in
there's,
any point of your life.
Yeah, and there's
as
a difference with couples being in love and holding each other and having their intimacy time and having their alone time, even if they hang out at the club. I mean, not the club, like the restaurant. I don't know, whatever people do.
Whatever you want
to
do. Date nights.
Date nights. That's what I'm saying, There's a difference with that than being, oh, I'm going to go straight home and just be cuddled up under my... No. Be you for a minute.
Yeah,
you know?
If you want to go home and read your book or you want to go
communicate with your
and...
person and allow them to understand that there is another side of you that you knew was there but didn't know how to actually let it be because you always thought you needed to be some type of way because that's who you thought they needed to be and you're like... kind of wanting to be you, but you can't.
And that's
because
why
now you feel
of,
it's too late. You're like down the rabbit hole. How do I get out?
I feel like that's why a lot of people break up too.
Yes,
it's like,
and they start hating
each
other.
They get into this cycle because you realize a lot of people I know I have, when you get into this relationship, you kind of start to find yourself in a relationship, right? Because you become more comfortable because somebody cares about you.
Yeah.
And that allows you to be yourself.
Yeah.
But in being yourself, then that person's kind of looking at you like, wait, who are you?
Exactly.
Like, that's not the person that I fell in love with.
Right.
But you're like, but wait, I'm falling in love with myself now.
Yeah.
And now you don't love me because I'm not that person.
Yeah, if you guys communicate with each other and the other person has to be okay with it, has to understand that. Because that person's not going to always be the same person.
No.
If it is, then that person was never meant for your alignment.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry to say it that way.
I'm sorry. That's that boring thing
sorry,
we were talking about
exactly,
offline.
Yeah, exactly. If that person is not feeling it, like, oh, my bitch or my niggas, you know, they doing the, you know, they're changing for the better. I'm changing for the better with them because that's, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, we about to do big stuff. If they're not like that and if you can't have that open communication, if you guys are always barking orders at each other, if you guys are always... wondering what one's doing, fear, constantly living with that fear of what or when or who, or feeling scared, oh, they're going to leave me. How about you find you, love yourself? Once you do that, you're going to feel so empowered. What is that when people are like good on their own?
Independent. Mm-hmm.
And you're going to feel like fucking super bitch.
Yeah.
I feel like a super bitch,
you
man.
You have to be okay on your own to feel like I could do whatever the fuck I want to do.
I'm not saying like drugs. I'm saying like positive things. Let me just put that out there because people,
just like
I don't
superhero.
People be stupid.
You
yeah,
just like
superhero. Yes, like
for
a healer. Like I just, I feel like I can conquer it.
When she was talking about, I'm sorry. What we've been talking about with the relationships. I just wanted to jump back because there was a certain person that jumped into my mind, and it was somebody I used to work with, way back in the day at Steak and Shake. Her name's Keishla, but I follow her now on Facebook, we're friends.
Yeah.
And I think she works in, or she lives in Texas now. Texas.
Shout
or
out
Florida.
Texas.
Either way, wherever she works, when you said that like growth and that individuality and that like relationship goals.
Yes. Be comfortable with me being at the beach by myself while you're at home.
I just pictured them because I watched their journey. Like they have a son and I just watched this growth and they go out as individuals and together and you can see the love and you can see the growth, bro.
Yes.
Like the growth.
I want to go on a girl trip.
Yes. Yes.
Without you thinking dumb or without you like giving me a hard time or without you making me feel like we don't got the funds. Like, let me live. Just like I want you to live, though.
Sure.
And sometimes I want to have alone time. Mm-hmm. People want alone time. There's nothing wrong with that. Don't think I hate you. People automatically assume, oh, what's wrong with her? Nothing. I'm feeling myself today. I want to be one with nature.
Right.
Like, just because I don't want you around doesn't mean I don't love you. I just want
to
be with me at the moment.
That's okay.
And love me.
Yeah.
I need you guys to understand, man, that it's okay to be that way. It's okay to communicate with your partner. If that partner is not aligned, the universe will just show you guys. But I'm not saying whatever. I'm just saying, like, learn how to communicate. Learn how to be yourself.
Yes,
please.
You do. You have to be individuals in your relationship. But I did want to actually talk about our weeks if we could, because we never did. Could we jump into our weeks?
Yes,
I'll
let's
jump
do it.
Into mine first.
You do first.
Because I feel like, actually, I know for a fact the last two episodes, I got your ass twice.
I mean, I had an eventful week.
Last week, you had an eventful week, too, and you were excited to say
I did two things this week.
Oh.
Oh, go, Olivia. Oh, and I want to talk about, I want to tell people, can I just, okay, great, go.
Go ahead, if you have something.
No, it's going to be part of the week, because we talked about it this week. Okay, you go.
So this past week has just been really chill for me, personally.
Really?
Yeah, actually, I didn't work very much.
Oh, working-wise, okay. I thought you meant, like, chill. You, like, you didn't really do much.
No, I did a lot of... I worked, but I worked on my own eBay store, which I have going now, uh-huh. KB's Closet, guys. Check it out on eBay.
KB's Closet, he's got some stuff, hey. Man. I just went through all his... Not to cut you off, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, okay.
Here I go. It's the coffee, my bad. But I did go through his stuff, and it's so cute. Oh, my God. And if you don't want it, somebody you know wants it. Look
sure,
it up.
Sure.
KP's Closet.
So, yeah, I've been focusing on that. And the reason I had said I wasn't working, because internally that's how I'm feeling. It's like I didn't make any money this week. But this is future investments. I mean, I know things are going to sell,
yeah,
and
exactly.
I had to get this stuff sold out.
Well, you
so
can't,
I was
you
investing
can't start
time
the business, yeah.
into the business.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I spent a lot of time with that. Also, again, kind of as I said, for the past couple weeks, helping my mom, getting a lot more of her things posted. We went shopping the other day for an hour and a half,
awesome.
Almost 2 hours, and bought a lot of cool stuff. Some of the
yes.
stuff you could see on mine and some of the stuff you could see on hers. Mittens Attic, as I mentioned before.
Yes, definitely check
last
it out.
Week.
They do got some really cute stuff, guys.
Yeah, guys,
you would
check
like
it out,
it. There's
please.
Cute
Help
little
us out,
gifts
small
you
businesses.
Guys could buy for others. Yeah, definitely support small business.
So I'm excited about that. We've been just putting a lot of work into that. As we mentioned before, I now have a tripod for my camera. I was excited for
I
that to
I love it.
Arrive.
He could film us from up above, above, above.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is a nice tripod.
Yeah, I'm serious, though. That thing could be up, 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 up.
Filled another YouTube video this week.
Yeah, you did your food
a secondary
test?
Food trying video.
Ay.
I'm still working on my intro video, guys, so that's why there's no videos up. I have a good idea for my intro video, and I just have to get all the clips together.
Yeah, nice.
And once that's posted, obviously just working towards editing.
Perfect. But Kyle got a nice poster picture hanging up behind him.
I did,
hopefully
yeah.
he could put a picture, unless he already did, and I just missed it, because you know I'm always late and behind on things.
I did not, but I'll take a picture right now and literally post it while we're here.
It says, you will never influence the world by trying to be like it. Listen to that. You will never influence the world, ever, if you're trying to be just like it. Isn't that awesome how we're talking about exactly that same thing? Like, this is aligned with the line, with alignment, with alignment. Like, I don't think you guys really understand until you guys start researching it. Do your own research. Look it all up. Dig into it. If you're going to spend your time on the phone watching videos after videos, at least do some research on your videos and look like...
You need some more water?
No, I got it.
This coffee really drive me
if
up.
If you're going to do it, you know, at least do some research in regards to spirituality, in regards to life, in regards to chakras, in regards to, like, you know, meditating and what meditation really means, you know, what the planets really mean, what the moons really are like, you know, what is a zodiac? Why don't you guys start doing that? Once you do it, it is a fascinating world to, like, actually explore. And you'll get sucked into this beautiful rabbit hole to where you are, like, everywhere. I want to learn about this. I want to learn. Then you guys are going to be, like, researching and having so much enlightenment on everything. You guys are going to see the difference. When I tell you that, I see the difference, Kyle. Don't you see the changes?
I do actually see the changes, and that is the reason that I was drawn to this picture, and I knew that there was something in the aisles that was going to bring me back to that, and I was looking for some
Barry
Walmart.
Was pushing you.
Walmart specifically, yes, for the YouTube videos and for our podcast. And I saw the one that I showed you, and
yeah.
I probably should have got it with
no,
the four
no.
colors.
No, I want to get it. If you find it, I want to buy it. Because you go, I go. You go, I go.
For sure, for sure. But then, yeah,
we're putting this together.
And I'm like, that is the message. That's the message of our podcast. That is a message of, that's my manifestation destination.
Don't you get pumped when you realize it?
Yes.
I get pumped.
It is not trying to be like the world. So putting in that work and seeing those changes is this right here. This is that. This is the manifestation of those changes, is focusing on this idea.
That is very true.
And if you want to see that picture, guys, you can check it out on the Instagram. I did post it yesterday, which is today, but for you guys, it will be yesterday.
Right. Such explanatory, and do we have to go into?
With the rest of my week, I was going to mention this sign. I'm glad that you brought that up.
I'm sorry.
That's okay, because it was part of my week. I was just going to say that this sign was part of that shopping trip on that day, along with the other things.
I just cut you off and just talk. Okay, go.
We cut each other off, and it makes me feel better when you cut me off, because I really am trying to work on that and not cutting people off.
We know. I don't work on it, though.
I went shopping with my mom. I've spent a lot of time with my mom, guys, just lately, just really focusing on this business. We really want to make this grow and really
put a lot of time and effort. And that's the universe. Once again, I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
But it really is. You got to tell them. It's the universe aligning you with your mother, because she is awakening in her own way, and she needs a positive vibe like yours to keep her pushed and motivated and moving and acknowledged.
I agree. I agree 100%. I've always known that there was something I needed to do in regards to that, just with her and I. And
if you feel it in your soul.
A fulfillment that she needed, and I think this is it. So I hope that this does well for her.
It will.
Guys, I've been focusing on that. I've done a little bit of Instacart, a little bit of
Uber Eats.
Uber Eats right now has a promotion that if I do 240 deliveries this month, they'll make sure that I make at least $2,780.
Damn, nigga, we ballin'.
So I'm like, that's cool. So a little tip or trick to anybody out there that's also trying to do this. I focus on more of the low ball orders when it comes to those promotions, because if I do 240 low ball orders, they have to pay me more of that $2,780.
Right.
If I go out and do 240 hours and I make $2,750, they're only paying me $30. This one is not like a bonus.
Yeah.
This is a guaranteed earnings.
Like,
in case you fall short, we'll make sure that you make at least $2,700.
Damn. So I'm going for the big bucks.
So the tip and trick out there, guy, is
this nigga about to buy another camera and put it above us when she does a Terry. He's like, fuck the camera. Fuck the phone camera. I got me another camera. Bitch gonna have three cameras around his neck. This camera's for this portion. This camera's for this one. And
right.
Oh, I love Kyle. I swear to God, I do.
But yeah, guys, I take the low ball order. So, like, literally, there's some orders that come through with no tip, and it's like $2.50 to anybody out there listening. And if you do a lot of delivery for food and stuff, just know that if you're not tipping, your driver's getting $2.50 to deliver that. But anyways,
tip.
So I take some of those low ball orders like that, because I know the lower my balance is after 240 deliveries, the more they're going to have to pay me.
Oh, shit.
It's just common sense to me. You know what I mean?
Smart ass.
So that's cool. So I'm trying to stay focused and make sure that I complete that goal, because you only have the month of May to get it done.
Okay, you need to get it done. My turn. Unless you're not done.
I'm not. So so we did that. I filmed the...
Oh, no. Okay, go.
I'm almost done for real.
No, I don't care. It's just the way you said. You're like, no. You got to see the reaction. It's not just the words. Okay, go. All right, go.
So we went shop. Wait, let me not go back.
Oh, my God, dude. Let me just ask, do you keep our bloopers? I just want to know.
I do, because all of these things, when I pull those cuts down here, they're just grayed out. They're not deleted.
Oh.
Forgive Olivia. She's very tired.
I know. I just see. Why? Hold on. I can't even talk. It was just the way you said. Okay, maybe I only thought it was funny. The way you said. I'm going to go, okay, I'm just going to close out the week like I was on Rush.
I know. But I literally was just going to say it the same way. Like, I was just going to close out my week by saying that today.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
When you were like, okay. My turn. I was literally going to say what I just said.
I wasn't sure if you were procrastinating. But to close out my week, no. You said to stop you when I thought you were procrastinating.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
You weren't procrastinating?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Okay, close it out.
But, yeah, I was just going to say to close out my week. My mom, she bought a new stove, and I was, I'm excited for stove. Her. You did?
Yes.
Oh, duh.
Right, yeah. That's so fun.
I know she bought a new stove.
I mean, I don't use it, but
But, so we had to get her old one out today, and then I did film the intro to another video, which is the renovation series of this house.
Oh, are you really doing that?
That's yeah, awesome. So I filmed the intro, and I just kind of walk through the house now, the way it is, so I can use that throughout the series for the transition videos of the rooms
as we change them.
Yeah, like this room, the whole house is going to be like...
I know, but I'm just saying,
textured paint's going to be gone and repainted. And
I like it. I like the blue
but
in
this room, too. Yeah, this is what she painted already in here.
Oh, good. Yeah. Oh, good. This is a very nice color, by the way.
This is what she chose. This was white in here.
Yeah. This is pretty. I like this a lot.
Yeah, I need some touch-ups.
Nah, it's good. Don't touch it, Mr. Painter. You're like that dude, Mr. Home Improvement. What was his name? I forgot. Anywho.
Tim, this old man Taylor.
Yup. And I'm the person on the other side
over
watching.
Watch all the time.
I'm the one by
the
fence.
You're Wilson.
I'm Wilson.
You are, for sure.
Giving you knowledge on how to not fuck up your house.
I filmed the intro to that video, just taking a video of just the tour through the house now, of each room, how it looks now, talked about a few things, and just some ideas, and just so I can utilize that throughout the series to however decide to do it, whether it be a final video or if I decide to... obviously, we're going to do room by room.
Yeah.
And then maybe I would just have that part of the video to transition at the end to show the change.
Yeah.
But anyways, that's the end of my week. I sold my first item on eBay, which was
really
cool.
Oh, yes.
Shipped it out to Puerto Rico. Shout out, Calvin. Thank you so much for your business. I appreciate that.
Go eBay. Go KP Closet.
KP's closet.
Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom,
cool.
Even with the headaches at my job, I had a very delightful week.
Work was a lot this week.
Work was a lot. Like, hard. It was visits.
I don't work there anymore, guys, so
no.
I don't know what's
we
going
had
on.
Visits. When I say visits, people out there should know. We had to get down greedy.
Get down to the nitty-gritty.
Nitty-gritty, yeah, like that. We had to clean corner-to-corner, man. But the only thing that got me through was the people that were by my side, like the workers that I work with. And I'm not joking.
That's the only people that can't
they
get by
your pitched
side.
In so badly. These people chipped in so bad to help me, though.
With
me.
Your tasks. Yeah.
They came in on their off days, Kyle. They stayed later than they wanted to, Kyle. Because you know them. They don't like that. They don't like it. They were part-timers struggling. Like, bitch, I got school. You know, there was so many of them. I can't count them on my hands right now. And I just want to shout out to all you bitches. I love you so fucking much for dealing with my ass. Because I was exhausted. And I had anxiety from everyone. Like, I was pushed around that store constantly. But we got through it. And then me and these girls, the ones that could have. Mm-hmm. Some of them couldn't get there. And some of them were still at work. But we got together for a drink. Yesterday, Wednesday.
Oh.
Yeah, we all met up really late after work. It was the biggest visit, you know, and it was like finally over.
Oh, the main one.
The main one.
That okay, they're still going to be creeping through, though.
They did.
Because they love to do that.
Yeah, they did from now until next week, but who cares about them? The main one is done. It was a handful of us, and it was the greatest time ever, you know. We all got down, and we sat down, and we just let it out, you know. We let out the little things, you know, that kind of like, gets you when you're at work, you know? But we laughed at it. Then we changed subjects. And some of these girls, okay?
Are so funny.
Yeah. But some of them don't really know each other. I'm being serious. Some of them know each other, but don't know each other. Even though they work together, they don't communicate it because they're just work-related. But now they're outside of the work. So what do we talk about? What do we do? But they were mingling so well that they are so excited. And I want to mention, the picnic's going to be on Wednesday, the 25th. So we're all going to get together. And I also had another interesting day this week. Me and my sister had drinks. And
like drinks or coffee?
No, like this. Well, last week we had coffee drinks date. This time we had a margarita
drink date. I really wanted to have margaritas for us tonight. Timing wasn't right. So yeah. We had coffees and stuff.
But it's okay. There's always going to be another Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, it is Cinco de Mayo today, guys. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah. Hope you guys are safe out there getting high and shit.
Getting drunk, having your margaritas.
If you're, definitely. But don't overdo those margaritas, boy. Right. Sneak up on you. Other than that, my week was really super good.
Cool.
Minus the headaches. Other than that, I love it. I'm enjoying it.
It's exciting. Anything else? That's it?
No, I'm just excited. I'm getting ready for my trip to Vegas next month. I mean, in June, next month. Yeah,
next month.
Other than that, no. Also getting ready for the eclipse coming on the 15th. Yes. I am actually being prepared.
In regards to that eclipse, there's kind of like a time-by-time. This is Eastern Standard Time, guys, because that's where we live.
Yep.
But it's kind of like a play-by-play of the eclipse happening on the 15th going into the 16th.
Yep.
You know, it shows here at 9:31, the penumbral eclipse begins. This is when the Earth's shadow first passes the moon.
So if you guys want to watch that, make sure you guys are up with your telescopes at 9:31.
Yes, and then at 10:27, the partial eclipse begins. This is the moon's entering the darkest part of the Earth's shadow. At 12:02, maximum eclipse. This is the moment we've been waiting for when the eclipse is total. So the total eclipse, guys, that we're waiting for is happening just after midnight, Eastern
Standard
Time.
That's why I kept
time.
Saying the 16th, remember?
The 16th, yeah. That's why, yeah. Because it was like a transition from 15 into the 16th. Yeah.
Okay. Go, moon.
That eclipse looks like it's going to last for 51 minutes.
I thought it was 84, but okay.
It says 51. Is the end of the total eclipse.
Okay.
Right? So that full blockage is for 51 minutes. Yeah. And then the end of the partial eclipse is at 12:54, which is an hour.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, this is like a 3-hour process we're looking at here. And then 2:52 a.m., which is another hour, the end of the eclipse.
If people want to watch it, y'all better either stay up or get up at these times. I'd be up by 12. I'm up at midnight. I want to see this.
I want to see this for sure.
Boo, boo, I'm looking for you. Boo, boo, I'm looking for you. I'm just saying it's exciting, though, you know? Any astrology updates or any comments?
So actually, I found this...
Can I just say real quick before you hop in it?
Yeah.
Just for the people that don't know what an eclipse is, because I really didn't know what an eclipse was.
Guess what a eclipse?
It's a lunar eclipse occurs when...
Oh, yes, this is lunar, guys.
Yeah.
You want a water?
Sure, yeah. All right, so before you hop into that, Kyle, I just want to kind of go over what an eclipse is, just for some people that don't really understand, because I didn't understand. I had to learn, because I was like, what the hell does an eclipse mean? What happens? What am I looking for? So a lunar eclipse occurs when the moon moves into the Earth's shadow, and this can occur only when the sun and the Earth and the moon are exactly, or maybe like very close aligned, but I'm pretty sure like very close or exactly, with Earth between the other two, and only on the night of a full moon. And all of this is happening now, the 15th to the 16th. This is powerful magic. This is a portal. This is so great for manifesting. You know, this is your heart's desire. And a lot of people is like, don't manifest on a full moon. Yes, manifest on a full moon. Manifest during an eclipse. This is a wonderful time right now, you know, for you guys to reach out and do some searches.
Most definitely, guys. I'm really excited about it. I don't think I've ever caught the eclipse of any sort, solar,
me
lunar.
Neither.
I always miss it.
Yeah,
or
and
something
I just
happens
recently
or
learned
or it's
what
not
it was.
Visible over here.
Yes. And now it is visible here, guys.
And then
Thanks.
The solar eclipse is going to be visible here in a few years.
Mm-hmm.
I believe 2023, 2024, I think they said in this hemisphere, like over in this side, we'll actually be able to see a solar eclipse happen in Ohio.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So why not gain this opportunity to see it, you know?
Yeah, the lunar eclipse is going to be really cool.
Very true. Love it.
just to close out the show, guys, I'm gonna really quick read over
Kyle's this. Kyle's trying to eat the microphone.
I'm gonna read over this article I found on astrology.com. It just kind of talks about where we are today, May 5th.
Yeah.
Some things that are happening.
Yes, please do enlighten
First us. Off, the sky is in conjunct with Uranus. So after midnight, the sun conjuncts Uranus in Taurus, an annual transit that provokes strong compulsions to deviate from the norm. Uranus's influence serves to electrify and shake us out of our comfort zones.
Exactly.
Disruptions can frustrate us or open our eyes, be taken as opportunities for evolution or as thorns on our side. By embracing this transit's restless energies, we can achieve the unexpected in our relationships and work. Some of us may change our image or adopt new ideologies. While we would do well to embrace serendipity, avoid thrill-seeking out of boredom. This transit promises to change us from the inside out, and we should be mindful that what we attract serves our highest good, not our craving for stimulation.
Oh my God.
And then that was at 12:22. This is just kind of some, again, kind of like a play-by-play. I thought this was an interesting breakdown for astrology.
Yeah.
So that was what happened kind of after midnight tonight. These are some of the changes we're
feeling. So if you guys don't know about the Taurus and the moon and everything, how they collide, look up your chart and... When you guys look up your chart based on your birthday and everything, it will tell you, like, you know, what your planets are and if it conjunctions, if it's in conjunction with you.
Yeah, so certain parts of you, as we had talked about with our natal charts last time, our rising signs and our moons and stuff, there's different signs, and a part of you can be affected by these transitions.
Exactly, so look that up and see if this resonates with you.
And then tonight,
which
would be, you know, now this says at 9:03, we're at just after 10 here, guys, but, the moon is in square. It says after nightfall, the Cancer moon squares Chiron in Aries, stimulating emotional outbursts. Crises occur, which call to mind old embarrassments. We may be wondering why we seem doomed to repeat the past, yet running into the same issues over and over suggests an unwillingness to identify their true source. Wow. Instead, we try to bypass or make excuses and hope our concerns will simply clear up on their own. Wow. Tonight, try applying a new approach to a familiar issue. Confronting the problem will aid us in healing the root wound.
Oh my God, Jesus Christ,
She's
Kyle.
Over here having a meltdown.
I'm having a heart attack. I'm listening to what he's saying. And there's no way nobody out there can be like, these people just sat here and talked to us about all of this.
We literally just
And it's not just us. Look that astrology up. Astrology.com.
Yeah. Astrology. You guys, look it up. Guys.
Look it up. We're not making this up. This is incredible how we just put something together, Kyle, and just spoke from the soul, from the conscience, from the light, from the love, Kyle.
I mean, it's literally everything we've been talking about. There's a lot of changes. There's a lot of transitions, guys. And there's a lot of things that we're getting stuck in. I was just talking about those patterns of repetition where you get stuck in this, I hate work, I'm going back to work, I hate work, I'm going back to work. And these are those things where you need to get out of your comfort zone and change what's going on, you know what I mean? And
wake up, guys. Wake up and realize... Wake up and realize that your ego is fighting hard to keep you trapped. Wake up and realize that the ego is trying to keep you like a hamster on a wheel, right? One of them things. Is that a hamster, Kyle?
Yeah, hamster on a wheel.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same routine, like Kyle's saying. Quit being that hamster. Stop the wheel. Hop off. Let your conscience speak to you. Sit down. Sit down and watch every word pass you by that you're constantly thinking of.
Take those moments to rest and realize, again, you're not being lazy. You're resting.
You're resting.
And finding the source of your problem.
Exactly.
What is keeping you in this stagnant... what is concreting your feet to the ground?
Exactly.
And how can you break that up?
Yes. And it takes time, but you got to put effort.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be like this. Nobody wants to be like this. You know you're better than that. Take the time now while the planets are aligning, while the lunar is happening... While Earth is becoming brand new, take the time to find yourself and get out of that rut.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of that nasty matrix, right? Isn't that the matrix? Like, get out
it
of
is.
That,
it's the
you
matrix.
Know? Right? Get out of it, you know? I hope you guys are out there really concentrating and listening on this. Please do your research on all of it. It is
Please.
It is important, man. Mm-hmm. This is great. This has been a great day.
It is, and it's been a great episode. I really enjoyed this.
I 100% love this episode.
This was cool.
I love it. I can't wait for the next one. I hope our girl feels better.
I do too, guys. Look forward to that. Yeah,
anybody else that wants to come on, you know, send us a message, you know, link up with us, and we would love to have you. Even if you want to just talk, you know, it doesn't matter.
You know,
if you have a... Kyle, if you have a problem, call us. Maybe we could just all talk about it.
For sure, guys.
Figure out an issue, like a problem solving. Mm-hmm. You know, call me.
Check out the questions in the polls on the bottom of Spotify if you're on there, or leave any comments on our posts.
He'd be so creative with that.
I'm not sure if I'm able to respond to your replies, but I don't have any replies to respond to yet to figure that out.
Yep.
So if somebody could leave a...
We're manifesting some replies. We're manifesting interaction.
We are.
We're manifesting for you guys to call us and be like, hey, let's talk about this. Let's have a talk show. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about how we can go about something. If you guys need help and encouragement, call us. Me and Kyle don't know everything, but... Okay.
We'd love to be able to help out in
Yes,
any way.
Yes,
we
somehow. I truly believe that we could come up with some good answers.
And if there's something that you'd rather keep private, we will... We will do our best to. I mean,
definitely. Even if you want to be anonymous on the,
keep in mind that the if you're reaching out to us,
we can call you Joe and Betty, and you're not Joe and Betty.
Right. But it is something that'll be talked about on the podcast. So if you're not comfortable with that, don't reach out. No offense. Like,
but we can definitely call you Joe and Betty.
Yeah.
You ain't got to be known as whoever.
Yeah. Obviously, your information will always be anonymous. But
definitely. But if you want...
Whatever you're reaching out to...
Share a story with
others.
We'll
talk about it and respond.
Yeah. Maybe your story would align another person's story that's listening. So why don't you do that? Think about somebody else also. You're healing yourself and others.
And if you're out there and you know us, or you have a way to get in touch with us and you want to be on an episode, just reach out and let us know.
Stop being so scared.
A lot of our episodes are off the cuff.
You
want
to talk to me.
Right? A lot of our episode topics are kind of off the cuff and last minute at times. So if there's something that you want to talk about and we feel like we can... If there's something that you guys want to talk about, we would definitely be able to build an episode around that and get you guys worked into one, you know? So don't be shy.
Yes.
But, you know, as we always say, guys, we just would love to hear from you guys. And did you have anything else that you want to throw in, Olivia?
No. I love you guys.
Okay.
I'm just excited about next Wednesday.
Me too.
Okay.
Look out for our next...
You better.
Yeah, Thursday.
No, our next episode, yeah. But I'm talking about our picnic, bitch. Don't fuck with me. You're coming.
Oh, the picnic, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to all get together.
We look forward to seeing you guys next week. Don't
Definitely.
Forget to rate and review. And whatever podcasting app you're listening to, I'm pretty sure it's a star or a thumbs up or whatever.
Yeah.
Why don't you hit that? So you know when we
you
have
do it to
episodes,
other people. When you guys
Friday.
Listen to other people, y'all be liking and sharing their stuff. Why don't you do that to us?
Yeah,
like,
guys,
what makes
interact.
Them so much special than me?
Yeah. Love
I'm
it,
like,
hate it, let us know.
Right.
Let
love
us.
And hate it. I don't
yeah.
give a crap, but do something.
Mm-hmm.
If you do it to them, do it to me too. Show
yes,
me
please.
Some love.
Check out that picture I did post it of the picture I have hung up on the wall here for the studio.
Yes.
We have some of our studio lights here that Olivia brought over that we bought before in our previous TikTok. Check us out on Manifestation Destination Pod on TikTok and Instagram, and you can see that post where we talked about, or where we showed all our studio lights that we bought that day. That TikTok is
and
still
little by
on
little,
our page.
This place is about to get hooked up, and then you
it
guys
is.
Are gonna see it. Hopefully, Kyle will have it ready for our video.
That is the goal. I have a lot to do in this next 7 days, and I will try to get it all done.
Kyle likes that stuff, so he'll get it done.
Right. But yeah, Manifestation Destination Pod on Instagram and TikTok. You can give us a phone call at 305-985-3378. Again, it's 305-985-3378. We'd love to hear from you, and we'll catch you guys next week.
Right. Have a great upcoming weekend, guys. Love and light.
And positive vibes.
Peace out.
Bye, guys.
Manifestation.
Manifestation.
Destination.